I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Noah Strecker has devoted much of his young life to the study of birds, including in some of the globe's most extreme environments. His first book arose from a summer he spent with penguins in an isolated Arctic camp. His new book is called The Thing with Feathers, The Surprising Lives of Birds and What They Reveal About Being Human. He's also associate editor of Birding Magazine, and he'll be the guest speaker at this month's Lane County Audubon Society meeting on Tuesday evening in Eugene. He joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Noah.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Your book is divided up into three aspects of connection between bird lives and human lives: body, mind, and spirit. I'd like to talk about a few examples of that in some way. How does bird intelligence manifest in a physical way?
Well, there's lots of things that birds do that are quite physical mechanisms, and some of those kind of things we can't really imagine. So, for instance, like pigeons can find their way home from hundreds of miles away sometimes. We've all heard about racing pigeons and homing pigeons. And that seems to be just the way their body works. They're hardwired to use all of their senses to navigate.
When it comes to mind, how are birds' memories, for example? Is there an intelligence of memory that comes forward?
There's a bird we have here in Oregon called the Clark's Nutcracker that lives in the high elevation pine forests that has this claim to fame of having one of the best memories of any animal, because every year they cache pine seeds in the ground, burying them just like squirrels bury nuts. And then they rely on these things through the winter and spring as food. But the thing is, one individual nutcracker might cache tens of thousands of seeds in one season and still be able to remember where all of them are, even months later, even after a couple feet of snow have fallen on the ground.
So many things that we have defined as uniquely human may or may not be uniquely human, like altruism. Is there such a thing as altruism in the bird world?
Yeah, well, that's kind of a philosophical question. But there is an example, a bird called a fairy wren, which lives in Australia. There's several species of them, and most of them do this weird thing in the bird world, which is that they nest cooperatively. In other words, you'll have a dominant male and a female bird on a territory, a pair, and they'll have a nest. But they will allow younger subordinate birds to squat on that same territory as long as they basically pay rent by helping feed the chicks in those dominant birds' nests. So you might get like 8 different fairy wrens all bringing in food to the same nest, which is pretty strange for birds.
Artistically, I wonder. I know that bowerbirds in particular have built great artistic-seeming creations. Are they really art?
I think that what bowerbirds do should be considered art. I mean, there's no reason that something like art really should be limited to humans. And bowerbirds are amazing. They live in Australia and New Guinea. And the male bowerbird spends his whole life building this very complex structure out in the bush, and he decorates it with whatever he can find nearby, brightly colored berries and flowers and beetle wings and all this kind of stuff. And the thing is that these bowerbirds have been shown to have aesthetic preferences and tastes, even from one year to the next, and between different populations. And that is kind of an expression of culture in birds, and I think should probably also fulfill the definition of art, because what they do is only a visual communication. If a female likes that bower, she'll mate with the male, and then she goes off and builds her own nest nearby. So the structure has no purpose other than to impress.
Does music translate at all into the world of birds?
If you get the chance, you should go on YouTube and check out the video of Snowball the Dancing Cockatoo. There's this parrot that can rock out to the Backstreet Boys and lately a lot of other songs.
So what do all these observations of bird traits teach us about being human?
Well, I think they teach us that maybe we're not quite as unique as sometimes we like to think. And historically, we've been so focused on studying what sets us apart from all the other animals in the world, what makes us human, that we tend to forget sometimes how similar we are to these other creatures. And fortunately, in the past couple of decades, that started to shift. And so lately, a lot of scientists have been studying the opposite, not what sets us apart, but what makes us more similar to the other animals that live on this world with us.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me, Eric.
Noah Stricker, author of the new book, The Thing with Feathers, The Surprising Lives of Birds and What They Reveal About Being Human. He'll be the speaker at the Lane County Audubon Society meeting this Tuesday evening, April 22nd. It'll be held at the Eugene Garden Club beginning at 7:30 p.m. It's free and open to the public. For more information on the talk, laneaudubon.org. And for more on the writing of Noah Stricker, noahstricker.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.